This is Border Crossings, radio's number one request hour. And now, your host, Larry London.
And welcome to Border Crossings here on The Voice of America. Larry London in with you here on a Tuesday. We've got a special guest in our studios. She's only 11, yet she's appearing in two films, has been on two major television shows, and is about to release her debut album. Angelica Hale is here in Washington, D.C. for the Capitol 4th show. We'll talk to her after we check out this song from Angelica. Hi, I'm Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. And in our studios today, she's here for a big, giant firework Independence Day celebration known as the Capitol 4th celebration in Washington. Angelica Hale is with us here in D.C. This is not her first time here. She's been here a number of times in the past. Currently, she's out promoting a brand new album, Feel the Magic, that is coming out this month. We welcome Angelica Hale to Washington.
Hello. It's nice to meet you, Larry.
What a thrill to have you in our studios. I watched you kind of grow. Growing up, you're still growing up. You're only 11.
Yes, yes.
For a few more weeks. But you were on America's Got Talent, very popular TV show in the United States.
Yes, yes.
And you were what, 9?
I was 9 when I first went on America's Got Talent. Now I'm 11 going on 12. So
that's amazing. Amazing. Yes. You know, how did you decide to go on America's Got Talent? I mean, what made a 9-year-old say, I want to be in front of millions and millions of people every week?
You're right. I mean, when I was very, very little. I mean, I still am little, but
not with those shoes, you're not little.
Well, thank you. When I was like 3 years old, I just started singing. I loved to sing, and I would sing along to the radio. I mean, singing was always a part of me, and it was always my passion. So I actually started singing for charities after something medical incident happened when I was 4 years old. And I needed a kidney transplant. I ended up having multiple organ failure. And it was very hard. And I think that's what got me into, you know, performing for all these charities across the country. It was a lot of fun. And then we decided we want to go bigger. And one of the most amazing things was America's Got Talent actually contacted us and said, hey, why don't you come on our, you know, come and audition? I was like, oh my gosh, heck yes. And I went and auditioned the first year. Now, this is a very important lesson to me and I'm sure to a lot of kids out there. I didn't make it the first year. I actually, I think that year, it was 2016, so I auditioned the year before I went on. So I was like, oh, it's okay. You know what? I'm going to try again. So the next year, I auditioned again. And I made it! Woo!
Wow. And the world fell in love with you. And it's not only your voice, it's your personality.
Aww.
I mean, you are really, you're very bubbly and very happy, positive young lady, which is, is great to see, especially at 11.
And
so I know that 12 is coming up around the corner. What what are you planning for your birthday?
Well, we're planning to spend my birthday, you know, in Atlanta. And there's
Back home.
Place like home. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
I actually live in Atlanta, and we were planning to spend it. Maybe I'm actually going to be performing a few days before that, which is going to be cool. And I think we might maybe spend it like at a lake house. I don't know.
Wow.
I mean, there's so many things going on, but you know, you still got to remember, I mean, birthday is a very important holiday.
Yes, it is. It's a special occasion. And
yeah.
you know, coming from Atlanta, the weather here in DC must be cool for you. I mean, this is
nothing. Oh my gosh. No, no. I mean, it's very hot in Atlanta. Yes, it is.
Hotlanta.
But in DC, yes, Hotlanta. And DC is actually very, very beautiful. And it's clear skies. It's very warm here too, which is awesome. And yeah, Atlanta's very hot. So it's nice to get a little down here in DC.
And we've got a great forecast for the Capital Fourth show.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I mean, looking at the skies right now, it's going to be awesome. But I did hear that it might maybe rain that day.
No, it won't rain during the show.
That's good. That's good because
they heard you're going to be here, so the weather people have held off the rain during the show.
Well, that's good.
And fireworks. I heard it's going to be the biggest fireworks display ever.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. I'm so excited to spend, July 4th here in the one and only Washington, D.C., which is going to be awesome.
And you're here. Carole King is here.
Yes, Vanessa Williams and John Stamos is going to be hosting the show again this year, which is going to be awesome.
And what are you going to do on the show? What do you sing?
Oh, I can't say what
I'm you can't
sing.
Say it's
can't
a say, secret.
A
you have to tune into PBS.
Yes, you have to tune in. It's going to be 8, 7 Central, so tune in on PBS at that time, guys. It's going to be awesome. I'm so excited. It really is.
So, Angelica, you touched on the fact you had organ failure and you went through an ordeal with your kidneys.
That's right.
What brought that about when you were a young girl?
So, I mean, I was always like who I am right now. And I was like always, like even without coffee and sugar. So
you're not drinking coffee at 11, are you?
But yeah, I was always like this. But when I got sick, it was extremely hard to, you know, follow my dreams and, you know, be who I was. And, you know, because I always wanted to be a singer. And, you know, being in the hospital, it was very, very hard. And having that, it was like so sudden. We thought that it was just the flu and it turned out to be double pneumonia. So it's basically like pneumonia except in both lungs. And I went on ECMO life support for 12 days. And then I went through multiple organ failure and septic shock. So basically it's like your body is like shutting down and going sort of crazy. And and it was very hard. And, you know, your kidneys are one of the most important organs. So that my kidneys shut down too. And I had to go on dialysis for a year and a half. It filters everything that your kidneys can't. And it was a very, very hard time for us. And I didn't even know if I was going to survive. So just being here today really is a miracle. And being able to follow my dreams and be who I am is just unbelievable just thinking about it right now. So I just want to thank my mom who actually gave me her kidney.
That's amazing. That's a wonderful story.
It's awesome. I'm so grateful to her and to my family who's been supporting me throughout all this. And, I mean, I can't thank them enough. They really are amazing. And I love you, Mom. She's back there taking a video. Hi. And just to have such a wonderful and supporting family beside me really does you know, boost my confidence. And, you know, having my little sister beside me. Yes, I have a baby sister. Her name's Abigail. She's actually back there, but yeah.
You are a shining star. You're just a bundle of energy. So do you have a song you're going to sing for us? I'm actually going to sing a couple. So what are you going to sing?
Absolutely. So first I wanted to sing this song I actually sang for my first audition on America's Got Talent. And it's one of my most popular. It's Rise Up by Andra Day. And it's like one of my favorite songs. If you don't mind, for all those singers out there, it's always good to drink tea before you sing.
That's a cool thermos, too.
Mm. I know, right? I say that every
day. Look at that.
That's awesome. Right. So I'm very, very excited to sing for you guys.
Okay. Angelica Hale's going to sing right here on Border Crossings.
Yes.
Broken down and tired of living life on a merry-go-round, and you can't find the fighter, but I see it in you, so we're gonna walk it out. And move mountains, we're gonna walk it out. And move and I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day. I'll rise up, I'll rise unafraid. I'll rise up and I'll do it a thousand times again. And I'll rise up high like the waves. I'll rise up in spite of the ache. I'll rise up and I'll do it a thousand times again. For you, for you, for you, for you. Silence is in quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe. I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll bring the world to its feet. And move mountains, bring it to its feet. And move mountains, and I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day.
Ooh. Thank you. Thank you guys so much.
Standing around the world right now. They're standing everywhere.
I know. This is so awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Unbelievable. Howie Mandel just called. He said, hit the golden buzzer. So I'm looking for it. I don't see it anywhere. Now, you come out over here and join us again. Now, you got a golden buzzer, which is the ultimate honor to get on that TV show.
Yes, it is. So I'm going to tell you, I actually got two golden buzzers.
Two?
Yes, I'm the only contestant to get two golden buzzers ever. So during the original America's Got Talent, I got a golden buzzer in Judge Cuts, and I was so thrilled. I never, ever expected that. And I was like, this is never going to happen to me again. And then I went on America's Got Talent. And then I went on America's Got Talent, the champions. And I got the golden buzzer from Howie Mandel, and he sent me straight to the finals. It was unbelievable, and I can't even choose which one was better. Like, both of them were absolutely amazing. And, I mean, I go back to that moment all the time, just remembering, like, when my mind was just, like, blown.
Wow.
And I was just, all the golden confetti was raining down on me. It was absolutely amazing.
And that must have been, at that time, I'm guessing, the biggest audience you'd perform for. I mean,
yes.
In the theater, and of course, millions at home. But
yes, exactly. I mean, in front of all these people, and including the judges, and millions of people watching. It was unbelievable, and it was so awesome.
And since that time, you've performed for former First Lady Michelle Obama.
Yes.
President Bush.
Yes. And, I mean, looking back on all those times and seeing how far I've come, I mean, meeting all these amazing people, including you, and being on your show.
Oh, wow. Thank you for saying that.
No, absolutely. I mean, I've come so far. I mean, even to be alive today, just as I was saying earlier, is a miracle. And being able to do what I love and inspire people too, and sing and show the world my light, is just an absolute blessing.
Now, for those that don't know Angelica Hale just yet, you're meeting her today around the world. You are part Filipino.
Yes, I am. So my mom is from the Philippines.
Right.
And my dad is 75% Filipino, and so I'm 75% Filipino.
And we are on in the Philippines.
Yes,
right,
really? That's
awesome.
Yes, so you
can say kumustaka, mabuhay.
Yes,
to all your kampampangan.
Yeah, I mean, my mom speaks Tagalog all the time, yet I can hardly
you
seem
to like... You haven't been to the Philippines. Dad
no,
said you haven't
I haven't.
Been
no, I haven't. Oh. I really want to go. But yeah, I'm really excited. I mean, hi, guys.
You got to get there. Try some pancit.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes. My mom cooks, like, the best Filipino food. Pancit's, like, my favorite. And then she cooks lumpia and sotong hong and adobo. Oh, my God.
Well, you are a pleasure to have around
and
to be with, and I can feel your energy. It's just amazing. Now, there's been another star in the spotlight as well who had a kidney issue. You know Selena Gomez,
who had a kidney transplant.
Have you met Selena?
No, I haven't. No, I've known her for a while, and I mean, I know she's part of, like, all these amazing things, and I've known her for a really long time. Not, like, known her, but, like, known who she is. And, I mean, when I heard that she got, like, a kidney transplant, I was like, oh, my gosh. I mean, that's also part of why I'm part of, like, all these foundations, like the kidney.
You're an ambassador for the Kidney Foundation.
Yes, I'm an ambassador for the Kidney Foundation, the very first kid ambassador. And I'm actually a celebrity advocate for the Children's Miracle Network Hospitals and the sepsis lines. I mean, so many people underestimate these diseases, and they can hit them right in the face, and they won't even know it. They won't even know it. And just like it did to us, I mean, we thought, like I said before, it was a flu, but it wasn't. It was actually double pneumonia and septic shock, and then soon to be kidney failure. And it was horrible, so it's a very, very important to you guys out there watching, and of course to you, Larry, that you need to look out for it beforehand. So you always need to get regular doctor checkups, and you can ask, oh, I'm worried that I might have sepsis. Some of the signs are, you know, you can actually look them up on sepsis.org, and there's an acronym for it. Actually, wait, that's for the Kidney Foundation. Oh, goodness. All these foundations.
Now, how do you fit all this in? You got two films
that you're
a part of, and an album, your debut album.
Yes, it's coming out in the middle
of school
July.
That you told me you're going to school.
Yes, I actually finished just a couple days ago. And, oh, my goodness. Though it's hard, we can get through this. We are working together as a family. And, you know, my family and I travel everywhere together. We never want to leave anyone, because I feel like a part of me is missing when they're gone. So we always travel as a family, and when everyone's there, I just feel like myself. And, you know, family is one of the most important things, no matter who you are. I mean, you can always, you know that family is one of the most important parts of your life, and you never want to let go of that or forget about it.
No,
you know?
Thank you. That's well said. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the album, the debut album,
yes,
Feel the Magic.
Yes.
You wrote Feel the Magic.
Yes,
you write
I
all
did.
The songs on the album?
I do. Actually, a part of this album, so we're going to be releasing the different parts of the album over the course of this
singles,
year.
Yeah,
singles,
little,
yeah. And I'm going to have some covers on there too.
Great.
And so many awesome things are going on, and I'm so excited to be releasing all these singles and EPs, soon to become an album. It's unbelievable that I'm actually, you know, singing my own songs and writing my own songs. I still am today. And actually being played on television and on the radio, I mean, it's a dream come true. I never, ever, what I thought, like, when I was little, like, never did I think that my own songs, like, would be played on the radio. Like, one of the songs that's going to be on the album, I wrote when I was, like, 7 years old. And
wow.
I know, it's crazy. I was just, like, doing my homework, and I'm like, oh, I like this tune. I'm going to write it down. And that's actually one of the most important parts of songwriting. When you hear something, you always want to write it down and, you know, record it. Anything that's on your mind. It can be anything, really, and it can turn into something absolutely amazing. I mean, most songs actually turn out like that. So, yeah.
You are literally growing up right before our eyes, before, you know. And so there's a sacrifice to be made when you are as famous as you are, as early as you are. You don't get to do some of the stuff that maybe your peers get to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you feel, you know, that you're missing anything ever?
Well, sometimes I do. Like, I used to go to public school. I ended in, like, second grade and started doing homeschooling in third grade. And, you know, sometimes I miss my friends, and sometimes I miss making friends at my school. But I just have to remember that, I mean, there is a trade-off. And I still have friends. I still talk to my friends, and I still make friends wherever I go. And I socialize with adults, too, which is fun. But, I mean, it's hard for people to, you know, get used to something that's entirely new. And I know I've been doing this, how many years has it been? Like, oh gosh, 2 years since I've been on the show.
Feels like a lot longer, doesn't
it? Yeah,
it
does. It feels like a lot longer. But sometimes it feels like, it was just yesterday. And it's so much fun being able to do what I do. And
And hopefully your parents will let you go to the dances of some. Maybe you'll be able to go back to the school, high school dance or some
prom and
things like that, so you don't miss those things.
Yeah, I mean, I've actually always, like, secretly, like, been thinking, like, what is it like to go to, like, high school, college, and all that?
You'll have your chance.
I'll have my chance one day.
So when does the album come out?
The album comes out in the middle of, well, actually, the full album, I think, is going to be, you know, put together, basically. Like, we're putting, like, puzzle pieces together, sort of like, oh, here's the EP, here's the single, and then it's going to form together as one big album. And the album's called Feel the Magic.
Which is the first single.
Yes, it's the first single.
All right. Excellent. Wow. And so you're here for Capitol 4th. Maybe you'll do Feel the Magic. Maybe not.
We'll have to tune in and find out. You have to tune in and find out. I'm not going to tell you.
And tell me about the movies. Well, actually, I want to hear another song, and then you can tell me about your movies. Because you got a budding movie career going on. Wrapped up with Billy Ray Cyrus, and then there's another movie you got coming out.
I'm so excited to talk about that.
All right.
Let me sing my next song for you guys.
What's that?
This is actually one of my favorite movies, actually. And it's actually from A Star Is Born. And for those of you who have actually watched it, you know, the song Shallow is, like, one of the most popular songs in, like, what, an Oscar?
Oh, yeah.
Oscar-winning song?
Best film song.
Yes, it's amazing, and I'm very excited to sing it, so let's get to it.
Sorry Bradley Cooper couldn't be here, but...
Or Lady Gaga.
Well, you're the Lady Gaga on this.
Hit it.
Trying to fill that void, or do you need more? Ain't it hard keeping it so hardcore? I'm falling in all the good times. as I find myself longing for change. And in the bad times I fear myself. Tell me something, boy. Aren't you tired trying to fill that void? Or do you need more? Ain't it hard keeping it so hardcore? Change. And in the bad times I feel myself. I'm off the deep end, watches I dive in. I never meet the ground. Crash to the surface where they can hurt us. We're far from the shallow now. In the
international recording star Angelica Hale.
Thank you guys.
Wow, America's Got Talent, and we are proud to show our talent all around the world. Wow, and she's only 11. That voice comes out of an 11-year-old.
Oh, well, thank you so much,
I can't believe it.
Oh, thank you.
I can't believe it. What's the best advice you've gotten so far?
Oh, my gosh. Ooh, okay, let me think. I've gotten so much great advice, I mean, over my years, especially from my parents. But on America's Got Talent, I think when I first went and auditioned, I think it was from Simon Cowell. Oh, my gosh, let me think. I think we are watching.
He must have given you many gems,
oh,
Simon Cowell.
Yes. Yes, I mean, I'm like, over the time on America's Got Talent, I've gotten so much great advice to help myself improve. And one of the most greatest compliments I got from Simon was, oh, I think we're watching a star in the making. And I was like, oh, my gosh, getting that from Simon Cowell is amazing. And, I mean, I also strive to give good advice to other people, too. So I, you know, I do that through my singing and, of course, through interviews, too. So, yeah.
That's great. You are an inspiration
to young and old.
You truly are. You're a tremendously talented young lady.
Thank you.
And you've got these two films. So tell me about these two movies.
So I actually, let's think. So one of them is called American Reject. Mm-hmm. And that was filmed, I think, when was it filmed? I think it was last year, I think. Mm-hmm. So it was filmed last year, which was a lot of fun. And I actually, we were filming it in New Orleans. And I mean, I still do auditions at the time. Yes, I love to act. I do voiceover acting. And I mean, I love to sing, dance, and act. So I'm a triple threat. So, yeah, I was doing some voiceovers and auditions, and I ran into these guys, and they said they loved me, and then they wanted me to be one of the main characters. And it's like, oh my gosh, really? So we started filming. I think it was right before my birth. Yeah, it was in July. So, last July, and we were filming it in New Orleans, and it was so much fun. It was sort of almost like America's Got Talent, except American Reject. But it was a lot of fun, and mm-hmm. they're actually going to be releasing it very, very soon.
Is it a musical? Is there singing in it?
There's a lot of singing. Yeah, it's about mm-hmm. like a girl who's been, like the title says, American Rejected. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of fun, and we're so, so excited to be, you know, releasing it. It's mm-hmm. going to be awesome, and I'm so excited that, I mean, it's actually, I'm so glad you brought that up. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yes, I have been. I mean, that's one of the things that I've been in. It's really cool.
And yeah. you got another one too, a second film.
Oh, right. Yeah. I think that's the only one that I've been in.
I read somewhere there's another one. Well, you're not going to tell us
well,
yet?
Well, I don't think I can. I've got a lot of secrets in my back pocket. But there's a lot of stuff that's coming up, and it's very exciting.
Wow, this
yeah.
is just the beginning at 11 of what is going to be, I'm sure, a very, very long, successful career.
Yes, thank you.
And the future is yours. And speaking of the future, once again, I want to remind everybody who's tuned in to make sure you tune in for Capital Fourth.
Yes, yes. And I'll remind you again, it's PBS 87 Central.
That's right. Angelica is going to perform on the Capital Fourth show. Biggest yes. fireworks. We've got a lot of things that
yes.
have never happened before. There's
yeah,
going to be parades, and
yes.
the president's going to speak, and there's going to be all kinds
awesome.
Of things going on here in D.C. It's going to yes. be a busy, busy night.
Yes, it is. I'm so, so excited to be a part of it. I mean, being a part of Capital Fourth is amazing. I mean, it's one of the biggest, you know, July 4th celebrations, and it's for me to be actually a part of it and to be performing is such an honor. So, I mean, among all these amazing entertainers and performers, and then there's me, and I'm so, so excited. It's gonna be awesome. So, yeah, I'm very, very excited. So be sure to tune in, guys. PBS 87 Central.
I love your bling. You've got the sparkling nails. You've got
thank
the sparkling
yes.
jacket. And, of course, Angelica on your necklace. You
yes.
are just all sparkles.
Oh, yes. Sparkles,
and your personality,
sparkles.
Too.
Yes.
Are you going to do another song for us?
Yes, I am. So this is one of my another one of my favorite songs. It's actually from The Greatest Showman, which is actually came out like not too long ago.
Right, with Hugh Jackman.
It's This is a Million Dreams. So see you guys.
All right. Angelica Hale is with us here on The Voice of America.
See a world that's waiting up for me that I call my own. Through the dark, through the door, through where no one's been before, but it feels like home. They can say it all sounds crazy. They can say we've lost our minds. I don't care, so call me crazy. We can live in a world that we design. 'Cause every night I lie in bed, the brightest colors fill my head. A million dreams are keeping me away. Of the one I see, a million dreams is all it's gonna take. Oh, a million dreams for the world we're gonna make. There's a house we can build, every room inside is filled with things from far away. Special things I compile, each one there to make you smile on a rainy day. They can say it all sounds crazy. They can say we've lost our minds. I don't care if they call us crazy.
Angelica Hale.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you.
Absolutely amazing. Last thing I need to ask you is website information so that people around the world
Absolutely.
Who now have fallen in love with you, Absolutely. Just like here in America, we have fallen
Yes.
in love with you. Where do we go to find more information?
You can actually go to angelicahale.com. That's my website. Mm-hmm. And you can find me on Instagram at Angelica Hale, Facebook Angelica Hale, Snapchat Angelica Hale. Angelica Hale.
And so happy birthday.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
Happy birthday to you. And congratulations.
You.
Feel the Magic is the name of the new album. And you'll be seeing the single and many other singles and many movies and
yes.
all kinds of performances. The Capitol Fourth coming up as well this
yes.
week here in
so
Washington.
So much fun. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Angelica. What a pleasure to meet you. Mwah. Angelica Hale, our guest today. Feel the Magic is the name of the upcoming album. My name is Larry London, and this is Border Crossings.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Styling, wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman, I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man, I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am, I'm too hot. And my band about that money, break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch. Some nigga in it.
Take a sip, sign the check.
Julio, get the stretch.
Right to Harlem, Hollywood, Jackson, Mississippi. If we show up, we gon' show out. Smoother than a fresh drop.
Skip it. I'm too hot. Call the police and the firemen. I'm too hot. Make a dragon bone a retirement. I'm too hot. Trick, say my name. Hit you, hallelujah.
Ooh.
Girls hit you, hallelujah.
Ooh.
Girls hit you, hallelujah.
Ooh.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Ooh. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe me, just watch. Uptown funk you up, uptown funk you up, uptown funk you up.
uptown funk you up. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you sexed and flown it, if you freak dead and own it, don't beg about it, come show me. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you sexed and flown it, well, it's Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch. Just watch.
The best hour of your day is right here. Border Crossings.
I got the horses in the back, horse stock is attached, head is matted black, got the bushes black to match. Riding on a horse, ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley, you ain't been up off that porch. Now can't nobody tell me.
Sports car.
God knows stress, I've been through all that. I'm like a Marlboro man, so I kick on back. Wish I could roll on back to that old town road. I wanna ride till I can't no
more. Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't.
Border Crossings, Voice of America, and it's the Old Town Road. That road that never ends. It's been number one for 12 straight weeks. Been on the chart 16 weeks, 12 of them. It's been number one. Number one in the UK for a considerable amount of time. Number one in Australia for the last 4 weeks as well. Old Town Road and Clifford Mulima. And a lot of other folks have requested that song there. Bra Kwaku Abusua is also in Ghana listening. I heard from Botero in Ghana. We played the song Mark Ronson, Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk. Thank you very much for joining us. And thanks again to Angelica Hale for being our guest here and giving us some great music. She's 11 years old. When you listen to that voice is well beyond 11 years old. And her personality is bubbly, and she is a lot of fun. Enjoyed having her on the program. Thank you, Angelica, for coming on. Thank you, Carol Marshall, who is the publicist for the Capital Fourth event here in D.C. every year. Thank you, Carol, for making her appearance possible on our show. We got about 10 more minutes left in Border Crossings for requests and dedications, and we will be giving away another CD. Here's one for Clifford Mulima. This is Aha, and it's called Take On Me. This is Border Crossings.
Border Crossings. Call now, 202-619-2077.
Like knives and swords and weapons that you use against me, you have knocked me off my feet again, got me feeling like a nothing. You, with your voice like nails on a chalkboard, calling me out when I'm wounded. You, picking on the weaker man. Well, you can take me down with just one single blow. But you don't know what you don't know. Someday I'll be living in a big old city, and all you're ever gonna be is mean. Someday I'll be big enough so you can't hit me, and all you're ever gonna be is mean. Why you gotta be so mean? Switching sides and your wildfire lies and your humiliation. You have pointed out my flaws again, as if I don't already see them. I walk with my head down, trying to block you out, 'cause I'll never impress you. I just wanna feel okay again. I bet you got pushed around, somebody made you cold.
Crossings, Taylor Swift for Kimantni in Kuwait on 96.9 FM. And that song is called Mean. I want to say hello to Kwame Elvis, who said that he really enjoyed hearing Angelica on the show. And I thank you, Kwame, for your comments. Mary Afosu Ade is listening and said enjoyed Angelica Hale. Amazing. We love her. So thank you. Clifford Mulaima, Titus Isao Ali Kapati, Jacob Titus as well. Thank you all for listening to Border Crossings. And before I go, we do have a Now Hits and Remixes 2019 CD to give away. Now that we're in the month of July, July is already 2 days old. And so today's lucky listener is Kimantni from Kuwait. Hey! Himatni. You are the winner of that Now Hits and Remixes CD. We'll give one away again all week long. And we've got some special programming planned for you later on this week, as well as America celebrates Independence Day for the 4th of July. So make sure you're listening all week long for some special shows coming up on Border Crossings. Again, a thank you to Angelica Hale for joining us. Her new album, her debut album, is Field of Magic. That's the name of the single that's out. It's the title cut. And she's going to be singing coming up in a couple of nights on television here in the United States on PBS. You can probably search that and listen to the broadcast audio online. Or you can watch it somewhere. I'm sure they're streaming the video as well. Thank you, Wagner, for joining us as our engineer today. Thank you, Vince, our director, and Georgia, our producer. My name is Larry. London Border Crossings will return tomorrow with more requests and dedications. And we hope to have you here with us. And don't forget about Facebook.com/VOA Larry London for your requests and dedications. Have a great night. I'll see you tomorrow. Border Crossings is heard on the VOA 1 Music Network.